The White House is expected to announce today it will let stand but modify a Clinton administration ban on road building and logging in nearly 60 million acres of national forest. The Bush administration has delayed implementation of the so-called roadless rule, and it's leaning toward revising the initiative to allow state and local officials to challenge the restrictions. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
For decades, the U.S. Forest Service has been required to make a certain number of board feet of timber available for harvest. The way the agency has done this, in part, is by building roads so that loggers can get in and cut down trees. 386,000 such roads already exist in the National Forest. The so-called roadless rule was developed by the Clinton administration to steer the agency away from building still more roads in certain areas and away from the litigation that almost always ensues. In short, the rule is the result of a big-picture look at what's left without roads and how best to manage it. The Bush administration inherited the rule and postponed enactment in order to review it. But sensing a reversal in the works, environmentalists and more than 100 lawmakers, including 22 Republican representatives, voiced their concern. California Democrat George Miller.
These roads cost taxpayers billions of dollars. They make an erosion problem in our national forest a nightmare in terms of the management of fish and wildlife. They cost our communities millions of dollars in trying to deal with the water quality issues that are created by continuing to build roads. We cannot allow that policy to continue. We must protect what's left of the forests that are not impacted by roads.
At issue in a court challenge in Idaho is whether the rule was developed with adequate public participation. Supporters argue that with over 600 public hearings and 1.6 million comments, it was the most extensive effort undertaken by any federal agency. Opponents argue the public process was a formality and the outcome predetermined. The current administration could choose to reopen the public process, but according to those involved in recent meetings on the issue, the White House favors letting the rule stand, yet revising it so as not to prohibit local officials from objecting. Environmentalists say that's the same as gutting it. Those involved in making the rule say that's just what it was designed to end, intransigent conflicts at the local level. Jim Lyons, now a professor at the Yale School of Forestry, was the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Natural Resources and the Environment during the Clinton administration.
We judge that instead of forcing every national forest to go through these battles on a local basis, leading to an uncertain outcome and almost certainly more conflict, it made sense to deal with this at the national level and to try and resolve the issue once and for all.
Lyons says the rule has limited economic impact because the roadless areas would provide less than half of 1% of the nation's timber and less than 1% of domestic oil and gas production. But that's not the point, says Stephanie Bales of the Intermountain Forest Association in Idaho. Bales says the timber industry, for example, isn't opposed to setting aside roadless areas. It's opposed to a one-size-fits-all approach.
Those decisions are best made on the ground with local people, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder together and deciding on the Clearwater National Forest, for example, which of those areas ought to be available for timber harvest, if that's a reasonable thing to do there, and which of those areas ought not to be entered. But, you know, those decisions are best made on a forest-by-forest, acre-by-acre basis, not on a one-size-fits-all kind of prescription from Washington.
Bales admits that reaching consensus on forest management locally is difficult, but says the results are longer-lasting. The Bush administration has delayed implementation of the rule until May 12th, but must respond today to a federal judge who's hearing a challenge. Relatively unnoticed in the midst of this debate over the roadless policy, but perhaps even more controversial, is a recent directive from Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman. She's asked for a revision of forest planning rules, rules that dictate how every acre of national forest, not just roadless areas, will be managed over the next 10 to 15 years. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.